When the war was over, Dr. Van Gorder was headed for New York at a fellowship in reconstructive surgery. No doubt it would have been a high-income, prestigious practice. Before going to New York, however, Van Gorder visited his parents, who had relocated to the North Carolina mountain hamlet of Andrews. It's tucked into the Smoky Mountains in that corner where North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia come together. It was a logging community, the very essence of backwoods. But after the turmoil of the war, it looked like a little piece of heaven to Dr. Van Gorder. The people were plain and friendly. The village was scenic and tranquil. And there were no doctors. It was the perfect match for a young physician who had experienced enough trauma, turmoil, and uncertainty in 5 years to last a lifetime. He decided to stay in Andrews and open a practice. He called his wartime buddy and fellow surgeon John Rada and invited him to become a partner. Dr. Rada made one visit to Andrews and saw immediately what had attracted his friend. He agreed to sign on. They opened a small clinic and mini hospital above a department store. It consisted of an operating room, x-ray facilities, a blood lab, 3 examining rooms, and 21 beds. For the next 10 years, they were the only physicians in town. They really didn't intend to stay forever, but they quickly came to love their practices, their patients, and their adopted home. Dr. Van Gorder's son, Chuck, remembers his dad being very busy, and some evenings so exhausted he'd fall asleep at the dinner table. When the clinic closed at 5:30 in the evening, Chuck recalls, my mother, who was the nurse, took the names of all the people who were too sick to come to town. We'd all get in the station wagon with our parents, and they'd make their nightly rounds of house calls. They did this every night. I don't think my dad ever left town the same time as Dr. Rada. Andrews had a tough element, and someone was always getting hurt in a fight or getting shot. Even so, some of the people in town didn't trust Dad and Dr. Rada because they were so young, and folks around here were used to older doctors. So Dad and Dr. Rada brought in an older doctor from a nearby town to just be in the operating room when they did surgery. In return, they'd operate on that doctor's patients without charging him. Chuck Van Gorder remains in awe of his father and what he meant to his neighbors. Even after he retired, he remembers, people kept asking for him. A friend of mine was working for the power company when he blew his hands off in an accident. He was delirious. He kept screaming, I want Dr. Van. Dr. Van will make this all right. The Van Gorders kept their faith in their God, in each other, and in the belief that life is about helping others. They pass that along to their 2 daughters and surviving son. That's another legacy of the World War II generation. The strong commitment to family values and community. They were mature beyond their years in their 20s, and when they married and began families, it was not a matter of thinking, well, let's see how this works out. They applied the same values to their professional lives. They never stopped thinking about how they could improve the health care for their community. While they were building their practice, Van Gorder and Rada realized Andrews deserved more than their modest clinic and small hospital, so they set out to build a real hospital. Dr. Van Gorder became a regular visitor to the state capitol in Raleigh, lobbying the governor to apply for federal Hill-Burton funds to build a hospital in Andrews. He succeeded. When the hospital was completed in 1956, it was a community triumph. Local residents working in the mills contributed through a payroll deduction program, sometimes as little as a nickel a week, or through bank contribution programs. Now, the hospital has 60 beds and a full range of medical services from x-rays to surgery. It is being expanded to accommodate 16 more doctors in a community that had none when the war ended. Van Gorder's friend and partner, Dr. Rada, died 6 years ago, and Van Gorder has been struggling with his own health problems. He suffered a small stroke in 1997. But he's still cheerful and grateful for a full life. The thing I am most proud of is that hospital, he says. If I had my life to do it all over again, I'd go the same way. Go somewhere small where people have a need. Contribute something to people who need it. Help people. Captain Charles Van Gorder, in a makeshift operating facility in a French chateau courtyard, on that blustery June day in Normandy, drenched in blood and working frantically to save the lives of wounded young American soldiers, the sounds of war all around him didn't have time to think about his future. But it was an experience that in so many ways shaped his values and his philosophy about his medical training. Generations of North Carolina logging families who later came to his door, seeking either his healing powers for broken bones, measles, and mumps, or his tender touch for delivering babies and for easing the way through terminal illnesses, were the beneficiaries of all that Dr. Van Gorder learned in June 1944 about the deepest meaning of a medical education, about taking care of people.